Métis owner of Curbside Concerts, Amanda Bergener, leads the Western Canadian Music Award nominations and up to four Canadian Live Music Awards this week. One of the awards she is nominated for is For the Love of Live Individual of the Year. Bergener says that she feels really good to be identified and selected for these awards in her industry, especially as a Métis woman.
It feels really, really good. It's always wonderful to be identified and selected for something like this in the industry, especially as a female Indigenous business owner. I think it's really great to get a chance to represent in our field, so I feel really great.
Bergener talks about her path to success during the tough times of the COVID-19 pandemic alongside her husband, Matt Bergener, with bringing performances of music outside. She says that it spoke to the power of music and the arts in the community through difficult times.
It took off for us at a really stressful time. We lost all of our income both as musicians and as parents. That was really concerning for us. But luckily, Matt had this wonderful idea that he can still play outdoors. At that time, the regulations were no indoor concerts, no indoor gatherings. So we decided to move forward with that. And I think he had a CBC interview right after doing a couple shows in our neighborhood. And right from there, we got tons of interest, lots of emails. Everyone just jumped on the idea. I think that speaks to the power of music and the arts in our community, especially during difficult times. It's a really important link to our culture and to our family, and it speaks a lot to our values as well as musicians.
Bergener says there are a lot of great opportunities for Indigenous business owners right now and gives advice for new Indigenous business owners who are wanting to walk down a similar path.
I think the most important thing for me is to rely on your community and your network, to reach out to those people in your family and in your community, because that will be your biggest support. There's a lot of really great opportunities, I think, for a lot of Indigenous business owners right now. And, you know, you just need to dig in and get yourself out there and identify yourself and persevere. That's really important.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker Tremblay.